What is up? What is up? What's up? This is your boy Fearless Eagle right here on What's the Topic. Yes, to you listening to this, I would really love to appreciate the fact that you are lending me your ears. Yes, taking the time to listen to What's the Topic, in other words. So thank you very much for the fact that you are listening to What's the Topic. And do make sure that you share the word out there, share the shows. Do the most, yes, right here on What's the Topic, you're part of the family, it's me and you doing what we're doing together, yeah. Today's topic is going to be really interesting, yes, very interesting topic, and yeah, it just came out of, you know, a memory that I had back then, and I'm sure there's a lot of people that can relate, like, yeah, it's a question that even myself have asked. You know, somewhere back there in my life, I actually, you know, I was wondering and then I asked the question. So the topic of the show today is, where did school come from? Where did school come from? Now, this obviously comes from people who don't like school. To be honest, right now, I have nothing against school. In fact, school is amazing, it's awesome, and you know, education, everything, yeah, like what you get, it's really beneficial, and you do need stuff like that. But obviously back then, when you're in the school system, you feel like this is torture, and you're like, no, this school thing's not working for me, because I want to do other things. But yeah, that's the type of mindset I had back then. So yeah, like I said, topic is, where did school come from? And yeah, we're definitely going to be looking at, where did school come from and what was happening, like what got school to actually get implemented. Yes, you know, the whole education system and everything. What caused it to get implemented? So that's what we're going to look at. But before we do that, I'm going to give you an awesome track, an awesome jam that you're going to enjoy. Yes, right here on What's the Topic. You know how we do it. Choose the tracks for you. I'm even running out of words for you. Yeah, not words. I'm running out of breath. Yeah. So, here's the track. Enjoy it. If you don't enjoy it, let me know afterwards. Yeah.
The Ministry of Reconciliation. It's not all up to him. He's invested in us what is necessary to make effective change in others. Effective change in our families. Effective change in our neighborhoods. Effective change in our cities. I look at the city of Philadelphia right now. I was just telling somebody, a lot of people, when they see me on a train, they ask me, Truth, what you doing on a train? They can't understand why I catch the train and I catch the bus. And I can't explain it to all of them. But the reason why I still catch the train and I catch the bus is because it helps me to stay connected. Helps me to stay connected to what's going on in the city. Helps me to stay connected to what's going on in urban life. So that I know I stay sharp in thinking about how to effectively minister to them. And I look at the city of Philadelphia right now, my heart beats and burns like never before. Like never, ever before. I mean, maybe when I was like 16, that's the last time my heart burned like this for my city. But my heart literally burns for my city. Where next year, I'm going to be grinding. I'm going to be rallying up the troops. And we're going to take it outside of the unplugged atmosphere. And we're going right into the thick of it. We're going to be incarnational for real. We're not just going to throw the word around because it's popular. We're not just going to throw the missional word around because it's popular. We're going to roll up our sleeves and we're going to actually be, not just talk. So I pray that we have this mind that God has given us the grace to be. The grace to be what people need. When we walk into a room, there's a treasure in us that the world needs. There's a light in us that the world needs that dispels the darkness. Blessed are those, the Bible says, who snatches their brother out of the gates of the depths of hell. Think about that. Now, if you were to just say that without reading that in the scriptures, you would think that's blasphemy. You don't have the power to snatch somebody out of hell. That's what the Bible says in the book of James. Blessed are the brothers that take the initiative, see another person headed in the wrong direction, and fight for them to snatch them out. Because we can change the world. 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 Power's in you. Power's in you. Power's in you. All the power's in you. Power of the resurrection, power of God is at work in us, through us, to make effective change. We can change the world. Oh, 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 yeah. We can change the world. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I hope you enjoyed that. If you didn't enjoy it, yeah, let me know why you didn't enjoy it. Was it slow, fast? Why didn't you enjoy it? Yes. So, diving into this whole situation, you know, the whole topic and everything. Where did school come from? Now, I'm in the shoes where I'm like, okay, have you ever wondered why was school created? Have you? Because I have back then, and I even asked the question, why, where, and you know, statements like, whoever they created school, yo, if I meet that person, yeah, you know, stuff like that. So yeah, have you ever wondered, why was school created? Have you ever wondered, who invented the first school? Because I have. It's like, if I meet that person, me and that person are going to go down, as in, gonna be a fist fight. Trust me. Oh, have you ever wondered, have kids in the United States always have to go to school? Like, have they always had to go to school? Have kids all over the world? You know, in fact, everywhere around the world has school been compulsory? You know, is it the must and all those stuff? But yeah, you know, the first two questions for me are, yeah, like the main focus for me, because I've had those, you know, who invented the first school, who actually invented school, and why was school created? Where did it come from? You know, that's the question that I've always had. Now, why was school created? We sure that a question that every student asks from time to time is this one. Why was school created? Especially, you know, test days, when the test is tough. Like, yo, that test was tough. Why was school created? You know, and yeah, many students actually wonder, you know, exactly why they are subjected to such cruel or unusual punishment, you know. I actually saw school as a punishment for myself, you know. I'm just going to speak on a personal level. With myself, I was never a fan of school. When I was in school, I never loved school. I never liked school. I felt like it was torture. And at the same time, I felt like I had a lot of dreams that I wanted to achieve, you know, things that I wanted to initiate and get started, you know, and done with, that I wasn't able to do. Why? Because of school. Even career-wise, I was like, yo, I want to do this. And I can't do it. Why? Because I'm still in school. And for me, school, I always did it because my parents wanted me to be in school, finish school, and yeah. So I wanted to finish school for the sake of my parents. It's like, hey, okay, to be honest, you know, right here in South Africa, like, I'm here in Gauteng, you know, the Gauteng province, Johannesburg, right here, it's rough, eh? For some people, leaving school is not an option. Like, literally, you in school, you know, hey, if I skip like just one day, if I skip a day at school, I'm gonna get a hiding. Yes, I'm gonna get a whipping that I'll never forget from my parents. So you, like, missing one day already is not an option. So you're not even thinking of missing one day. That's literally the state this side. Like, that's actually the position most people are in, this side. You know, so that's why me, myself, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to finish school because my parents asked me to finish school. And then after that, I'm doing whatever I want. That's the mindset that I was in. And like I said, I had that mindset of it's preventing me from achieving what I want to achieve in terms of career, dreams, the things that I wanted to do. But, you know, school itself, you know, in fact, let's say education, it goes back, you know, to the very first human beings, you know, the very first humans that ever existed on Earth. And yeah, probably you're wondering why. Hey, I hear what you're saying. I hear all of these things. But my question is, why? Okay, we have gone back to, you know, creating words on what's the topic. Yes, you know, it's been a while since we were creating words. So, yeah, I'm glad we went back to creating words. It's about time we went back to creating words, you know. Our roots, if I can put it that way. Yeah, it's me and you's roots. You know, we create things here on What's the Topic. It's not just me alone, yes. Or is it just me alone? If it's just me alone, let me know. Okay, yeah, I'm actually, you know, going away from the topic. So, the answer to why, you know, education actually goes back to the first humans that ever existed on the earth is simple. The answer is to survive. Yes, to survive. Every generation has found it necessary to pass, you know, to pass on its knowledge, skills, values, traditions, you know, to the next generation. So they teach, you know, they pass on every single thing that, you know, they know about their tradition and all the stuff to the next generation. And that's obviously to survive, you know, to make sure they preserve their heritage. That's for some people, traditions, you know, things like that. And how can they do this? Education. Yes, goes back to school. So it's funny. Hey? I know, like, the one thing that most of us would actually say no, like, we don't like, it's the fact that the school system is there, you know. We're like, okay, it's fine, we don't mind, you know, parents passing on all of these things, but why is school there, you know? Why is that school system there? So that's like always our battle, you know, the great fight that causes great debate and all that stuff. But yeah, the reason why it was the reason why it exists is for survival, you know, passing on generational, you know, traditions, skills, heritages, you know, all those different things. There's different cultures, so they pass on their stuff. And for you to pass on to the next person needs to learn from you. And you need to teach. It's funny how you actually teach people every day. So, yeah, there's a lot. Plus, looking at, you know, an individual as well, you know, a normal human being. I mean, you teach people every day and you yourself need to learn stuff every single day. So you do need school. Even myself, I do need school. Hence why I said when I was in school, I did not like school. I felt like torture. It's another thing that I've noticed, you know, when we in specific situations, we tend not to see how important, you know, what we in is. We only realize it after. Which, yeah, for me, it's like, could have realized earlier, you know, while I was in the situation or before, you know, that and all the stuff. So, yeah, sometimes we wonder what's next, you know, tomorrow's wonders of everyday, you know, features, the colors of the rainbows and more, you know, some people in school, that's their worries and all the stuff. But yeah, with ourselves, we're probably wondering, yeah, you know, school, nah, that's definitely not for me. And yeah, to be honest, I think now our time the guys that are in school now, they actually have a nice life. I mean, you even doing online schooling and all that stuff. Some of us, we didn't have that privilege, you know. We didn't have the privilege to do online schooling and all those things. Yes, had to go to school. You know, they even fought with us on a Saturday to go to school. And we fighting not to go to school. And then, yeah, if they could, they would even take our Sunday. So we're probably going to go 7 days. But, yeah, you can't take a Sunday. We need to leave that day, you know, to the Lord. Dedicated to the Lord. And, yeah, do everything. But, yeah, that was actually some of us. Now we got online schooling, you know, stuff like that, which I think is actually better. But the people that are in the situation now, most of them tend to take it for granted. Like I said, when you're in the situation, you tend to take it for granted, not realizing what you actually have. So if you do take it for granted, I think it's about time you reassess the whole situation and actually start not taking it for granted. Mm-hmm. So yeah, schools are very recent in our situations. And if we go back, you know, hundreds of years ago, back, you know, like, yeah, back, you know, before a lot of things like your agricultural stuff that were created, you know. So obviously, when you look at the whole school system, it's like a recent stuff. And yeah, like it's not that far back if you go back in time, where the school system and everything, you know, began and all those things. So when you look at the whole system and everything, it gradually came into being in your Europe. And that was in your early 16th century, going into the 19th century. And then in America, in the mid 17th century, that's where now, you know, your whole school system and all those stuff became the first colony to, yeah, you know, mandate schooling and all those stuff. So literally there in America, that's what was happening. But it all began, you know, in your Europe in the 16th century. That's literally what went down. And then, you know, the whole school system, education system actually, yeah, came into being. Like it gradually came slowly and everything. And then eventually, bam, it's there. And now we know, hey, you need to go to school, you know, to get a degree. You need to go to school for this and for that. So that's where school came from. And yeah, back then, in those times. Before that, obviously, yeah, people were hunting and all those stuff. I believe there was still school, but the way they taught was different. They didn't do it within a building and all the stuff, material and all those things. They didn't do it like that. But they actually taught, you know, their generations, their kids, you know, their siblings, stuff like that, friends, you know, neighbors. They did teach them. There was an element of teaching and learning. So school has always been there. You have to learn in order for you to, in fact, let me put it this way. For you to use something properly, you need to learn how to use it if you don't know how to use it. And for you to know how to use it, you need to learn. So school has always been there, yes, from the first human beings that existed on the planet, yes. So it has always been there. That's when it came into existence. But the whole school system, you know, building structures, curriculums and all the stuff, yeah, started coming into your 16th century right there in Europe. So that's literally what went down. For those who don't like school, yeah, reassess the whole situation and start liking school. Start loving school because it's really amazing and awesome. But before I speak more, because we're about to close the show, I'm going to give you an awesome, amazing track. And then we're going to close. Enjoy this. We'll be right back. Yeah, I really do hope you enjoyed that. This is myself, Fearless Eagle. I'm about to love you and leave you. Yes, if it's good morning to you, good morning. If it's good evening to you, good evening. If it's good afternoon. If it's good night. Now you can go and sleep. Make sure you share the shows out there. For myself, Fearless Eagle, I'm loving you and leaving you. I hope you have a great one. And yeah, make sure you stay safe. You know, spread the good news out there. And yeah, positively impact someone to love school. Yes, because school is something that you should treasure. I mean, gives you valuable stuff, you know, that you can use in life and all those things. I know there's a lot of pros and cons, you know, when it comes to school. But forget those things and actually treasure the whole system. Use it wisely. Empower yourself. Fill yourself with knowledge. Upskill yourself and do the most. So from myself, Fearless Eagle, I'm going to love you and leave you. Peace out and God bless.
Like what you're listening to? Follow us on Gab and Twitter at ActiveFM, Instagram at ActiveFM777, and Facebook at /ActiveFM.
Him so I can't find him. Him get cool. Oh, you better know to the pits of LGs after find him. Him get cool. Oh, you better know. And when him come back, we just remind him. They are a member when the devil did arrive me. Me was a sinner and the peace them deny me. When me a cook man, the devil hypnotize me. I know me see direction, now it not surprise me. Cause God never know me ask. Never trace a Jesus dead upon the cross. All me a lifer is the round of a blast. If I want me big up, give some Santa Claus. In a me head, me hear a voice from the Lord. Paul, you a move too hard, take it easy. I make me bind up the fraud. Never know him with a clapping so hard. The devil get cool. Oh, you better know. Holy Ghost power just bind him. The devil get cool. Oh, you better know. Lick him so hard, we can't find him. Him get cool. Oh, you better know. To the pits of hell, Jesus a sign him. Him get come back, we just remind him. Say what? You are me enemy. No bad friend of me. Me know say you are what and what and you are who. Me have the remedy. So fear the penemy. Me know say Jesus come and died and live again. It's true. So born again, me have a brand new character. Watch him and watch me. Want to know if me a actor. The Holy Spirit come and guide him and me doctor. Turning back is not a factor. Watch ya. You can't tell me with your money and fame. There and done that and win that the game. You can't tempt me with your pleasures of sin. That's why this a chorus me sing. The devil get cool. Oh, you better know. Holy Ghost power just bind him. The devil get cool. Oh, you better know. Lick him so hard we can't find him. Him get cool. Oh, you better know. To the pits of hell Jesus a find him. Him get cool. Oh, you better know. Him come back, we just remind him. Sometimes a man begin coof again, coof again, coof. Oh no, that's a no love, because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but spiritual wickedness, devil and the chickeness. Call me up, I'm a go with me prettiness. That's a no happiness, one bag of slackiness. The blood of Jesus, coofing with godliness. Oh, you better know, Holy Ghost power that bind him. The devil get, oh, you better know, lick him so hard we can't find.